Hello, guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Ruby Darcy podcast. I am so, so excited to have you here for another episode. Now, this one is going to be very, very strategy-based, tangible, juicy, delicious on a hot topic that we love, which is generating more money, more sales, and more revenue in your business. And I feel so confident about these tips that I'm delivering to you in this podcast that I feel you are going to see immediate returns. If not, these tools will serve you at one point or another in business. Put them straight in your back pocket, straight in your toolkit, because these literally have the power to generate a whole new layer of revenue in your business, to double, to triple your revenue. I've seen this in my clients, in your business, right? From where you currently are, without you having to do much more. Right? Just by playing with what you've already set up in your business, just by looking at the clients that you already have, the audience you already have, that you already have within your business. So let's just get straight into tip number one. Now, this one is really, really powerful because, as I said, you don't need to acquire new customers for this. This is looking at your current clients, your existing client base that are already paying to work with you. Okay. Now, this includes offering them an upsell and or an upgrade to their existing service. Okay. So I'm going to differentiate the two. I'm going to differentiate what the difference between upsells and upgrades actually is. Now, upsells, this is about creating something new that your client doesn't actually need, but they could be persuaded to think that they must have. Now, what I mean by must have is it's going to allow them to get greater returns or greater outcomes on their overall goal and vision for themselves, right? So this might look like increasing the speed to which they get from A to B in their transformation, A being where they're currently at or where they started, and B being their desired outcome and where they want to be, right? Their dream reality. Okay. So an upsell can be things in a tangible sense. I'm going to give some examples. Might look like creating the opportunity for them to have additional resources, education, courses within their, let's say they're doing coaching with you, right? Within their current coaching service. So you can upsell them onto that. You could also potentially upsell them onto some sort of access, being community access, a community group, little mastermind thing, little group chat situation that you have going on. So again, something that is external to the current service that they are investing into. So it's going to look like a complete different structure, but again, it's going to support that current service, or it's going to support the outcome of that current service, i.e. their goals. Okay. Now, upgrade. What is an upgrade? It's essentially something that your client would get anyway. So their existing service, but they're actually just getting a quote unquote better one or more efficient one or one of more value. Now, that might look like in a coaching realm, they're doing fortnightly check-ins with you and they get access to a certain amount of time a week, whatever. And, you know, they get a certain amount of your value and expertise, right? Within that service. And then an upgrade to that might look something a little bit more premium, where they have more frequent access via weekly check-ins and potentially once-off strategy calls with them, or life audits, health audits, whatever industry you're actually in. And then they might also get something like extra advice, tips, customized feedback from you in another realm, but it's also going to complement their actual service. So that would be what an upgrade is going to look like. Now, either of these you can do right now. Like, you can offer these, you can strategize these, what your clients would benefit from in an upsell or an upgrade point of view. And honestly, I want this to come from the lens of, it's not to make more money as such. It's really from the lens of, how can I give my clients more value that I know is going to help them achieve their goals, their outcome, their result tenfold. And therefore, if you're looking at the impact and the experience that your client is going to have, you are going to be so convicted in what you're selling, and that's going to be felt. They're going to feel that you genuinely care for them and that you genuinely have an upgrade or an upsell that is going to actually help them, and you believe that that's going to help them because of the way you're offering it to them, because of the work that you've done on looking at the impact and the experience of your client. So the impact you want to have on them and the impact that your coaching is going to have or service and the experience that they're going to have, right? So if you're centered around that, you will create some really, really solid upgrades and upsells. And it might actually look like allowing you to reverse engineer some of your offerings so that you have potentially more people in a base, say lower ticket, right, investment that actually has less access to you, because that's naturally going to make the upgrade look more desirable, right? Because if they're getting all the bells and whistles in the low ticket option, then it's not necessarily going to be the most incentivizing or like obvious thing to go for the upgrade, right? So it's like, that's not, you know, that's just a business restructure. I don't think that's a bad thing. It's really just creating a more premium service and making low ticket more intentional in what you're actually offering. Okay, coming on to number two, this is selling a segment from your main offer or experience. So if you are a service-based business, yet you provide some sort of education, it might look like taking a little module out of that and selling that separately, right? You might have a higher ticket offer being, as I said, education or just a service, and you take an element out of that and then you sell it. separately. So it's going to take a very low ticket investment point out of a very high ticket product that you have. And I think that's where people freak out about having higher ticket offers, because they think, oh shit, like no one's going to come in. But sometimes having the higher ticket there just creates a really powerful sense of perception and perspective in your business, right? So if people see that your whole offer suite is naturally like lower ticket, low to mid ticket, they're not going to be as compelled to buy something that's new, that's lower ticket, right? That's like extra low ticket versus, stay with me, versus your offer suite is pretty premium, pretty high ticket, pretty high end. And then all of a sudden you offer something that's a snippet out of your high ticket stuff, and it's a low ticket price, they're going to be like, oh my God, like this is like so good, because I can't access, right? The access is so limited to the really incredible services or products that this person or business offers, that holy shit, of course this is deemed more valuable, right? It's perceived value. It's literally perceived value, period. Honestly. So playing with that, not just for the sense of high ticket equals, oh shit, I need to try and get more high purchasing people into my office space. It's like, that's actually going to support your low ticket stuff. That's what I'm saying. It's going to support your low ticket stuff. Offers, offers, services, products, you know what I mean by stuff. Anyway, so selling a segment off of that, really get innovative with that, right? Like that can even look like people do once-off calls, essentially, right? Which is not the full experience of having coaching, for example, if it's coaching, but it's getting a little segment from that. Or it might just look like getting some of the resources and selling those separately as well. That is not going to include, again, the main offer. It's taking a little branch off the tree. Coming into number three, this is kind of simple, but it's launched something new, right? Like, and create a new pathway of revenue, a new gateway, floodgate even, for revenue to come flooding into your business by creating a new offer. Now, this is going to be something that makes sense for your overall brand. It's going to potentially be something new that can also support your client's journey, your current client's journey, so that they can also invest in that, because your current clients are already obsessed with you, right? Your current customers overall, they're hot leads. They love what you do, especially if they've stayed with you for a while. They're already hot leads. So if you were to bring something else out and it's really justifiable for them to invest, and they can see the value and they can see that it's actually going to support their journey and it's something that they're actually not getting in their current servers, then they're going to invest in that, right? But then that's also something that can go to the public. So it's not going to be an upgrade or an upsell. It's something that can go to your larger audience. Now, with that, you might look at your offer suite from a distance and look at, okay, do I have a lot of low, a lot of mid, a lot of high? How can I sort of balance some of that out and potentially do something different? But again, also something that makes sense and is congruent with your overall brand so that your audience sees you as an authority in that. Okay, the next one coming into number four. Instead of taking money off, right, via discounts, okay, add more value. Now, this is something that if you're coming into a period of your business, whether that's even end of financial year or that's a launch and you want to offer an early bird discount, for example, or you just want to offer, let's just stick with those two examples. Let's make it nice and concise. So instead of doing a discount or a sale, how can you add more value, right? So for a limited time, for example, you get access to XYZ resource, XYZ module, XYZ access to me being the coach or the business owner, etc. Fuck, I say et cetera so many times. I really, you know, there's like words that you're like, oh my God, like I say that all the time. But I mean, it just fits onto every end of every sentence. So this is going to be tricky, but I apologize if that's burning through your ear holes. And back to what I was saying, instead of doing that, so let's even go to the early bird example, right? You're doing a launch and you want to do a discount for the first week or so, or the first 10 people, or however you want to do it, or even, yeah, for those people. Instead of doing that, you say for the first week or for the first 10 people, they actually get more value. So you're not discounting price off. You're therefore still having a higher revenue launch, but you're still creating an incentive for people to come in. So I think people look at discounts and they have such a tight grip on discounts and them being something that's like a safety net, go-to, default strategy to get more people in. But sometimes it's not the case. Sometimes people actually love investing and love spending money, and they'd actually prefer to just get more value. Like, I know if I was investing in someone, and this has happened recently, where I invested in their course because I was obsessed with everything that she was doing. And then, yeah, she actually used this strategy and she offered like extra resources. And I'm like so much more excited about that than saving money, because I love what she does, right? Like, I'm like, oh my God, that's so cool. I get those extra resources. So amazing. Like, I'd already invested into her, and then she like brought this offer out. So she actually did it like a mid-launch, which was also interesting, which I think is another thing that you can do to create more momentum right in your launch, like midway, where it's like, oh, I've decided that I'm going to add this in for the next week or the next amount of people or the next 48 hours if you were to sign up, right? That's really cool. Don't just discount. Don't just take money off. You don't have to do that for it to be very, very effective in getting people in. Now, number five, I don't know if I said I was going to do five. I've got six on here. The sixth one is kind of simple, so let's just keep it with five. Anyway, number five is follow up with old clients. Now, these guys, don't just neglect them because they've finished up with you in a season of their life. Now, a lot of them may have finished up with you because they got busy, they went on a holiday, they had other commitments, name your thing, right? But they still very much had a close relationship with you. They knew that you could help them. They trust you, etc. Oh my God. Follow up with them. How are they going? I've done this so many times, and honestly, more times than not, my clients have said, oh my God, either I've literally had someone say, oh my God, I was going to message you. Oh my God, I've been meaning to message you. I've had people say, oh my God, thank you so much for checking in on me. I would love to start back up with you, even if I didn't ask them. Like, I didn't ask them anything. I literally said, hey, I've been thinking of you. How are you going? Which naturally, yeah, like, you know, you love your clients, so you are thinking of them. And then they're like, oh my God, oh my God, like, miss you. Like, can we do a call? Like, and it almost prompts that thought into their mind. And I've also experienced that from an investing point of view, where someone's followed up with me and it's prompted me into, oh my God, yes, I forgot how much I needed them. Oh my God. They're like, how did they know? And I've even had that, like, how did you know that I needed you right now? And it's like, oh, you know what I mean? So block out some time, send out those messages. Hey, how are you going? Thinking of you. What's been happening? You know, like, perfect, beautiful, love it. We appreciate it. You would appreciate it if someone messaged you that as well. Okay. And then the sixth and final thing is actually sell your offers and services, right? Sometimes the quickest way to generate more sales and more revenue in that moment is to actually remind people and prompt people and initiate people into purchasing, right? Reminding people of what you have, prompting people by prompting people to buy, because you're prompting them of their struggles and what they're struggling with, right? You're reminding them what their desires are, and you're creating a really clear pathway for them to access the solution being what you have to offer. You're creating a clear pathway to access a transformation, right? So with that being said, make it very clear, make it accessible, have the link up ready to go, have an automation where they can DM you and find out more details, right? Actually sell, but even more so, not even to the point of just generating immediate return, right? Because it might take 2 weeks of you posting very, very consistently or selling or putting ads or whatever you're doing, email marketing, etc., speaking about what you offer. It might take a couple of weeks, but in those couple of weeks, your leads have seen what you offer about 5 or 6 times. And throughout every single time that they've seen it, they've had an opportunity to become more and more convicted in coming to their purchasing decision. Because every time they see it, they're prompted and initiated into their struggles and their desires again. And they're seeing you as that familiar face for the solution, right? So it's like whenever they're having a moment in their day and they really are just like so compelled towards their desires, or they're so icked out by their struggles and they think, oh no, I need to access a solution, right? Whether that's from an empowered place or a negative place or whatever that may be, right? They're thinking about the transformation that they desire, and you're the first person that comes to mind because you're so familiar for them in their mind. They've seen you multiple times throughout the last couple of weeks, and all of those times, every single one of them adds up and makes an impact. So trust that, actually sell, create a way that makes sense for you to sustainably be able to sell. If you feel that you can't, if you feel there's limitations around that, this is a whole other episode, but work through that because it is very, very fucking important. You own a business. Anyway, that is all. Oh my gosh, these felt really juicy. I hope you felt the juice in these tangible tips. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it every single time. If you're new to the podcast, please let me know, leave a review, please tag to your Instagram stories. Send me a message if you got value from this. Tell a friend, tell a family member, whoever needs this episode, and I'm sure they will be very grateful, as will I. Thank you for listening, and I will catch you in another episode.